Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Scumbags! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between throwing it down. The Thursday night throwdown has begun. There's a lot of stuff to unpack here this evening. Game 7. There's a lot of Game 7s. There could be another Game 7 coming to Los Angeles. Kings and Edmonton Oilers right now throwing it down at the Crypt in Los Angeles. The Edmonton Oilers were leading 2-0. L.A. scored the pivotal next goal. It's now 2-1 with 4 minutes left in the second period of play. Meanwhile, the St. Louis Blues are up 4-1 on the Minnesota Wild. I'm on the Blues. I'm on under 6.5, and I'm a little bit concerned because you know they're going to pull the goalie because they're desperate, and it's over for them if they don't get it done. We've got a game going on here, though, in Los Angeles right now. We're on the Los Angeles Kings, and we're on the under 6.5 in this game. Right now, Teddy Covers will step up and in. The Toronto Maple Leafs, they tried to step up and in tonight, but the Tampa Bay Lightning showed the heart of a champion. I'm telling you, man, we talked about it with the Milwaukee Bucks last night. We'll talk about this with Bob Ryan. That's right, Bob Ryan, ESPN's Bob Ryan will join us a little bit later on. We'll talk about this with Bob Ryan, the championship pedigree, the heart of a champion. And these championship teams, man, like you look at the, you know, the play that Drew Holiday made last night. You look at the play that Bobby Portis made last night. You look at a million plays that Giannis made last night. You look at the plays that the Tampa Bay Lightning made. Andre Vasilevskiy now 17-0 off a loss. It's one of these deals. Listen, I've got the Leafs to win the series, and I'm actually amazed that it actually worked out for me. I haven't looked at my account. I don't really hit refresh and all that. And in fact, I even had like $500 or $400 more than I thought I did in my account today, which I don't really like fully like. It sounds crazy, but I got so many like futures and stuff. So what, did I get paid for something? Like, what's up with this? I'm trying to stockpile a future empire. You know, I want to build $1 million in futures. Right? I can't build them if you keep paying me back when I win. Yeah, I mean, it sounds crazy, but I'm dead serious. It was annoying me during the football season, too. I wanted it all at once, right? I'd rather get, like, man, I had a lot of futures. I'd rather get, like, $27,000 back at once than, oh, here's $800, here's $600, here's $1,200. I don't like that. I don't want it. I want it all at once. I want a fat check, fat installment, one big payment. Like, I'm one of those lottery people. No, you're not giving me no installments. I want the check now. I want it all. I want it all. So 4-1, we'll keep our eye on this right now. Meanwhile, the Dallas Mavericks, speaking of Game 7s, 109-86 right now for the Big D. We are on the Dallas Mavericks. Unfortunately, I was on the Philadelphia 76ers, but on the plus side, at least they've been eliminated. I'll tell you, it is what it is. I didn't like that series. I didn't make money on this series. I don't like either team. And, you know, they say you don't bet with your heart and all this, but I don't do well when I bet on teams I do not like. And I don't dislike that many teams. There's only a handful of them. Don't like that anger management class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci, the pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people of Boston, but everybody else in between. Let's do this thing. SiriusXM channel 159 on the Sports Grid Radio Network. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates, including the Mightier 1090, ESPN Radio, the 50,000-watt juggernaut up and down the coast. Bob Ryan, ESPN, will step up and in and join us. We'll talk Milwaukee Bucks and the Boston Celtics with Bob Ryan. The Dallas Mavericks are up right now, 110-86 in the final moments of this basketball game. We will have a Game 7 as we go go back to the desert. The Miami Heat have eliminated the Philadelphia 76ers. Miami now await the winner of Milwaukee and Boston. National Hockey League, we've got game sevens. All right, the Boston Bruins stepped up today, and the home team continues to win. Continues to win every game in this series. Toronto Maple Leafs, there'll be a game seven Saturday night in Toronto, and it's not cheap to get in to this hockey game. Last time we checked, which was moments before the show, and I'm curious to see if the prices have gone up at all over the last couple of minutes, and they have gone up. The cheapest ticket to get into the building for Game 7 for the Tampa Bay Lightning and the Toronto Maple Leafs, $500. Standing room. $500, balcony, standing room only. It costs you a nickel just to get into to the game. If you're spending a nickel for the ticket, you better be dropping like a couple of dimes on the game to get that money back. Speaking of dropping dimes, the National Football League schedule has been released. Now, listen, I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again. Far be it for me to give advice to a corporation and a league that makes, like, I don't know, $18, $22 billion a year, whatever it is they haul in. Like, the National Football League makes more money than most countries do, all right? Like, they're bigger than, like, most people's GDP are. But I don't really understand why you hype up a schedule release and then you leak every damn game before the schedule actually comes out. But the Los Angeles Rams will be hosting the Buffalo Bills. The season begins Thursday night, September the 8th. The Buffalo Bills are one-point favorites against the defending Super Bowl champions. We break down week one. We've got numbers. We've got point spreads. We've got Teddy covers. We've got our Windy City Sports Report. And we got Bob Ryan. And we got a lot of rage. We got a bunch of game sevens. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is Matt Rogers from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
You know when people try on new food and suddenly it's like, wait.
That's the reaction a lot of people are having when they first try Kewpie Mayo.
It's the one with the red cap and the little baby on the bottle. You've probably seen it in the grocery store before.
And if you've ever just walked past it, some people would say that's a huge mistake.
Because this mayo is different.
Most mayonnaise uses whole eggs. Kewpie only uses egg yolks, which gives it this rich umami flavor. It's smoother, deeper, and almost buttery.
Once people try it, they start putting it on everything.
Egg sandwiches, fries, burgers. Some fans even swear by dipping pizza crust in it.
And once you notice it, you start seeing it everywhere.
Chefs use it. Restaurants use it. People who really care about flavor use it.
Never tried it? Grab the bottle with the red cap next time you're at the store.
Put it on just about anything.
Then you'll understand.
Kewpie, the original Japanese mayonnaise.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Come.
You're listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci.
Whoa, yeah! Wow! Let's rock. Let's do this thing. Late Night Anger Management Class. It's the Thursday night throwdown. And we've got a lot of stuff to break down this evening, including the National Football League schedule, the NHL playoffs. We've got live playoff action right now. We're at the intermission. Edmonton Oilers and the Los Angeles Kings 2-1 for the Oil right now. And the Oilers will be eliminated if the Los Angeles Kings are able to come back down 2-1. Should be a very, very exciting third period of play. Meanwhile, the St. Louis Blues and the Minnesota Wild are throwing it down right now. We've got under 6.5. I see it's still 4-1 right now. I think they're on a commercial break because I'm clicking around and I don't see it. Yeah, here it is. All right. They're on a commercial break right now with 4 minutes remaining. Crazy game, man. Crazy game tonight with the Toronto Maple Leafs and the Tampa Bay Lightning. Tampa Bay Lightning up 2-0. Leafs come back, take a 3-2 lead. Tampa ties it up, and then they win in overtime. And it looked like potentially we were going to double overtime as well. It was like a late goal, late in the overtime period. And now we go to game seven. Hey, man, doesn't get much better than game seven. And you know, it doesn't matter whether it's the NBA or whether it's the NHL. You just say game seven, and it's like, let's rock. Let's rock. And we're going to have a full, like, how many game sevens are there? I'm having a hard time keeping up here. So the Dallas Mavericks have just officially won. It's 113-86. That's your final score. 113-86. Dallas Mavericks. Series now tied at three. The Miami Heat finish off the Philadelphia 76ers. And what's the date today? I think it's, whatever, East Coast. I think now it's the 13th. Oh, is it Friday the 13th? Is it one of these Friday the 13th deals? I've been bad with, I'm bad with dates as of late, but, well, you know what, Matthias? This is, I got something for everybody, for everybody and everything. Every occasion, Matthias. Look at that.
All right. Nice. Look at that. Jason. All right. Jason Voorhees is in the house.
AC/DC comes down. Jason goes up. It's Friday the 13th. Just like that. So, yeah, I didn't want to bring it up, but, you know, just so if you're a Sixer fan, sorry, but it's actually 3 years to today. So I guess it was May 12th that Kawhi Leonard hit that shot in the playoffs. And Raptor fans continue to relive the past. Although I will give Raptor fan a little bit of credit. Like, the last year, it was like it just happened like the day before. And I was like, all right, at some point, we got to move on from that shot. Today, it's the third anniversary, so a little consolation prize for the Sixers and you Sixer fans. I'm being kind of a jerk, but I bring it up. You lost tonight. You were eliminated. Just bring it up. 3 years ago today, Kawhi Leonard hit that shot. Why'd you bet that? Teddy Cover steps up and in. What's up, Teddy?
And it sure feels like Philly was a lot closer to winning a championship 3 years ago than they are today, you know?
Yes, I tell you, like, I think, Ted, that shot doesn't fall for Kawhi Leonard. That game goes to overtime. I think the Sixers would have won in overtime. And the Raptors don't win the championship. And in fact, Teddy, when the Raptors won that championship in 2019, that's as close as it came. Like, the Raptors, like, won every other series, bro, in, like, five or six games. Like, they that was it.
Philly,
it's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Dude, think how loaded they were in hindsight now. J.J. Redick at the time, you know, shooting threes. Ben Simmons could still play a bit then. Yeah. Yeah, Joel Embiid. Yeah, Jimmy Butler. That was a loaded Sixer team, bro.
Sure. The Butler-Embiid combo, I mean, you know, that duo would be scary. That duo would win titles.
They chose Tobias Harris over Butler. You and I have gotten into it over with Butler over the past. But, I'm not that dumb, Teddy. I'm not taking Tobias Harris over Jimmy Butler. Butler didn't run out of Philly, like, after that. Like, he even said, guys, we're close. We just need to stay mentally tougher. And they basically didn't want him back. They gave the money to Tobias Harris instead.
Yeah, me and you had this discussion. We were on the same side of it.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, and who just won tonight? Jimmy Butler just beat Tobias Harris and knocked him out.
And I mean, nothing against Tobias Harris. He's a good player.
No.
But he's not Jimmy Butler. And when you have the choice, do I pay from column A or do I pay from column B? Even though the guy from column B is kind of a pain to deal with, you know, Jimmy Butler's tough. You know, and that was probably when I think Butler was probably toughest on Ben Simmons when they were still trying to.
Yeah,
to salvage Ben Simmons, but that didn't happen. You know, Butler didn't get paid, and Embiid's a one star in a league that you need more than one to win a title.
And let's not forget, you know, the Miami Heat were in the finals 2 years ago, right in the bubble, and quite frankly, Teddy didn't really get a fair shot at it considering all the injuries that they had, right?
Sure.
Against the Lakers. You know, if you're without two of your five starters, you got a problem. And they had a problem. And they had, not only that, they were missing two starters. They had multiple injuries. So I wanted to ask you, is this unfinished business for the Miami Heat? And do you like the way the Heat match up against the potential winner of Milwaukee and Boston, who I think is inevitable is going to be the Milwaukee Bucks?
So that 2020 Heat team that went to the finals,
Yeah.
I'm always going to like, I'm not an emotional guy. I'm always going to love that team. Okay, I'm more than a cold.
Really? That's, you get a little sentimental about that team?
So, think about it, dude. I mean, during that whole period, I was never going to be unemployed, and I sat around for 4 months, man.
That's right.
I sat and felt depressed, and it was horrible.
You know, never imagine that in your life, huh, Teddy, that there'll be no games in any league.
Never. You know, and all right, hey, guess what? Learn Korean baseball today. You know, hey, go so start betting Russian ping pong. It's like, no, dude, I'm not going to do that. You know, hopefully there'll be football. And I did a little football prep, but mostly I sat around and felt depressed. You know, I'm sure I'm not the only one that was like that. You know, we did a couple of videos a week, you know, how to's. You know, it was just enough to keep you going. But it stunk. And when sports came back, I'm like, can I do this? You know, how do I kick back into gear? And I caught on to that Miami team early, and I rode them the whole way, and they made me a fortune, and I had a real nice run, and I'm like, I'm back, baby, you know. And I love that team, you know, and by the finals, they were a banged-up mess. So, yeah, there's definitely some unfinished business. But Spoelstra's sharp, you know. That's a good organization. It's a good coach. They have a good superstar. The question is, I mean, in my mind, Bam. You know, Bam is the number two is my question, because I watched Embiid outplay him, you know. And that's my biggest concern against either Milwaukee or Boston. And I think that's why Miami's going to come one series short. I predict Miami-Boston winner comes out of the East.
I will say, in my opinion, Teddy, I feel as though Milwaukee... Put it this way, I think if it's Boston, yeah, Miami will beat Boston. Like, I'm not saying easily, but I think they can roll Boston. Or I think they beat them. If it's Miami-Milwaukee, I think it's a pure toss-up battle, and I lean Milwaukee. I don't think that highly of Boston. And I don't mean that in a disrespectful way, but...
Well, they keep choking away games.
Yeah, well, people have anointed them, Teddy, right? Like, I never thought they should be -184 favorites in the series. Well, Middleton's not there. I know. I'm aware. Because Boston do nothing but win all the time in the playoffs. And going back, you know, Teddy, the Boston Celtics, a lot of people would argue, Teddy, that they should have won in the Eastern Conference that year in the bubble, right? That they let Miami off the hook. Like, and it's a weird thing with Boston because they play well, and oh, they lost. Right? It's one of those weird, frustrating deals for the Celtics, isn't it, Teddy? Right? Like, I'm just saying, I think it's inevitable. I mean, I think Milwaukee are going to eliminate them in the next game. I think it's done.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
You know when people try a new food and suddenly it's like, wait.
That's the reaction a lot of people are having when they first try Kewpie Mayo.
It's the one with the red cap and the little baby on the bottle. You've probably seen it in the grocery store before.
And if you've ever just walked past it, some people would say that's a huge mistake.
Because this mayo is different.
Most mayonnaise uses whole eggs. Kewpie only uses egg yolks, which gives it this rich umami flavor. It's smoother, deeper, and almost buttery.
Once people try it, they start putting it on everything.
Egg sandwiches, fries, burgers. Some fans even swear by dipping pizza crust in it.
And once you notice it, you start seeing it everywhere.
Chefs use it. Restaurants use it. People who really care about flavor use it.
Never tried it? Grab the bottle with the red cap next time you're at the store.
Put it on just about anything.
Then you'll understand.
Kewpie, the original Japanese mayonnaise.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, I'm not so sure I agree with you on that, but we could talk about that after.
Who did you like
break
before the series started?
I like Boston. I think that.
Yeah. I like Milwaukee.
Sure.
We'll stand by it.
Hasn't changed.
You're going to regret that. Ross Perot once said, only dumb and dead people don't change their mind, Teddy. More on the other side. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah, well, that team sure did suck last night.
They just played sucked. I've seen teams suck before, but they were the suckiest bunch of sucks that ever sucked.
Late Night Anger Management Class, this is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. People like the Ross Perot reference. I haven't heard that name in a long time. I miss the Larry King show. I grew up, that's why I'm a big talk radio guy. Growing up as a kid, I used to listen to sports talk radio like in the 70s and stuff, but like Larry King, and I don't know, Teddy Covers with us right now, wagertalk.com. I don't know if you listen to Larry King much, Teddy, but he was good at sort of crossing everything, you know what I mean? You know, you'd have a politician on, you'd have an athlete, you'd have this, you'd have that, but I enjoyed his radio show, and then, of course, the TV show. I just used to love when people would call in, and it'd be like some nice lady from San Antonio. We go to Linda in San Antonio. Larry, I just want to say how much I love you and I enjoy your... What's your question? It's like you, Teddy. Teddy, I love you. Right, listen, what's your question? We got a lot of callers here.
Let's get the breakfast lady.
Yeah, no, he was just so good. And Larry King, he did good interviews, but he took it too far at the end because Larry would famously, like, not know... Like, about, like, something, so you go, oh, this way it's interesting, it's fresh, so I seem, you know? And I never forget when he asked Steven Spielberg, E.T., what's this about? Spielberg said, you know, Larry, it's been out for, like, a year, bro. Like, kind of like he came at him. It's like, it was too good. But so, Teddy Covers kicking to us. So, as I was saying... I dropped the, you know, only dumb and dead people don't change their mind. But, yeah, in my opinion, Teddy, look, and I took Boston to win the series against the Nets. I loved it. I put a nickel on it. I was like, all right, you know, I liked the price here. I thought it was going to go up and it won. But something I talked about this after the series. You know, Teddy, that was the third smallest margin of victory of a four-game sweep in the history of the NBA. They won by a margin of 4 points a game against a terrible Brooklyn Net team, bro. And I don't know, like, people just love it. And then it came in flying. Like, that's my old deal, Teddy. I'm not, like, saying the Celtics aren't good, but I'm just saying people came in running to the windows, hand over fist. Boston are going to beat Milwaukee. The defending champions. And Chris Middleton's out. And somehow the Celtics are, like, minus 195 they closed out in this series, Teddy. I just didn't understand it.
Sure. I mean, the basic point spread for the series hasn't changed. You know, it's been Celtics minus five at home. And in Milwaukee, it's what, Bucks minus 1.5, minus 2.
You know? I don't get that. So, I just don't get it. So does Chris Middleton mean that much to the point spread, Teddy? Come on.
There's a second factor to the equation. And that's Boston's statistical profile. Okay. Over not even over the second half of the season, it wasn't even post All-Star break, from January 1st to the end of the regular season, the Celtics had the best statistical profile in the NBA. Number one in defensive efficiency.
Oh, sorry, Teddy.
Offensive efficiency. Yeah.
Sorry. I wasn't sure if we had a replay or I just looked up. The Los Angeles Kings have just tied the game 30 seconds into the third period. They were just starting. I'm talking to Teddy. I'm looking at something. I look up, and I see the Kings celebrate. I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And here it is. We got a 2-2 game, guys. 19:30 left. The Los Angeles Kings can eliminate the Edmonton Oilers with a win. I'm on the Kings, plus 120. We're on under 6.5 as well. 2-2, 19:31 left in this hockey game. Wow. Dramatic stuff out here, Teddy, going on in the National Hockey League in the late night hours. The Kings were big underdogs to the Oilers in this series, Teddy.
And I mean, you don't see the prices in the NHL for the series that you do in the NBA. Pretty much first round in particular, you know? I mean, what's the biggest favorite in an NHL series?
There were a few 280s type thing. Exactly. Honestly, I think Edmonton was the biggest one. You know, but the thing is, the format is different in the NHL, Teddy, and it's annoyingly stupid, but it's different. So, like the Toronto Maple Leafs and the Tampa Bay Lightning are, like, both, like, top five teams in the National Hockey League. They're playing each other in the first round.
Sure.
Right? So then, therefore, you're going to get these minus 120s. They have a weird deal where you play the top three teams. You play one versus four and two versus three in your division. So it's the same teams, whatever. But, like, generally, basically, the Kings were one of the biggest underdogs out of everybody, if not the biggest, actually.
No, they were. I'm looking at the numbers right now. What was it?
Do you have it? Yeah.
Yeah.
The Avalanche. Oh, yeah. The Avs were what? Minus 600, right? Off the top of my head, it was big.
Yeah. And then the Kings, like, they were
420, 380? Dogs.
No.
What was it?
The Predators are like 450, 425.
Yeah. What were the Kings?
At the open. The Kings were plus $2 in that range.
Yeah. It's a pretty big upset.
Capitals were like plus 280. Stars are like plus 240. And everything else is, you know, less than $2, you know, less than $1.50 even.
And we should know people are losing by betting against these favorites. Like, the underdogs have been killing it in the NHL, Teddy. But that's another story.
It feels like that's how the NHL playoffs are, whereas the NBA playoffs aren't necessarily that hard.
But this year's NBA playoffs are a little different. You're right. NBA playoffs play to form. NHL, you don't know what's going to happen. Were you surprised tonight? Like, I took Dallas, and I'm not going to stick my chest out and pat myself on the back too much for it because it was more of a hope play. But I was, I was on Philadelphia tonight too, so full disclosure there. But I took Memphis last night thinking, yeah, these guys got another, they got one more left in them. And I felt the same way about Dallas right now. So we go to a game seven there, Teddy. Are you surprised the Mavs won tonight?
I am, and I'm surprised at how easily they won. I did not expect Phoenix to lay down the way they did. I mean, Dallas had a bunch of shots, but the Suns' defensive intensity just wasn't there. And in a closeout game, that's not what I expected.
Surprising, right? Yeah.
Well, I look at Phoenix as a team with legitimate championship aspirations, and teams with legitimate championship aspirations close out games on the road in Game 6, close out series on the road in Game 6 is what they did in New Orleans. In round one, and I thought they'd do it here. And to see them get blown off the floor and then not show up for the second half and go, yeah, well, whatever, we'll get them at home. It's just, it makes me rethink the Suns. I mean, that's how surprised I was about tonight's loss.
Yeah. And it's hard to say the same about the Warriors from last night just because they were up 3-1. Not the same scenario, right?
Sure.
At least in my opinion. It's not quite the same.
Game 6, the elite teams close out series in Game 6. The teams that go to the final get that little bit of extra rest. They don't go to a lot of Game 7s. It really doesn't happen. You know, maybe in the conference finals you see it happen, but not in the first two rounds, not often.
So there's no basketball tomorrow, huh?
Yeah, what's up with that? What do we do? No, Friday there is. Saturday there's none.
What's there tomorrow? Oh, yeah, Boston-Milwaukee tomorrow. Golden State. I'm confused with the days, man. I'm lost here, Teddy. I don't know what I'm looking at.
Well, yeah, no, you're on the West. I'm thinking you're back East. No, you're not.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sorry. My bad. Let me recalibrate. So, anyways, I'm like, yeah, tomorrow, today. I'm like, yeah. I got to be honest. I keep thinking it's Wednesday too. So tomorrow's Friday. It's Friday, you're saying, yeah.
Right.
Friday the 13th.
Milwaukee and then Memphis Golden State. Exactly.
Yeah. Friday the 13th. Okay, and then. And then the Dallas game Sunday. Okay, so here's the point spread. Phoenix are minus 6. Let me just stick to the spreads. Forget the dates. Phoenix Suns minus 6. Golden State Warriors minus 8.5. And as you mentioned, Teddy, Milwaukee minus 1.5. I'll be all over the Bucks at this price. Come on. Mm-hmm. Minus 120 defending champs on their home court.
Yeah. In theory, they're supposed to win it.
You talked about the statistical profile, but... Statistical profiles win regular season games. They don't win playoff games.
Agree. Heart. Heart matters a lot. But I don't think the Celtics lack heart. You know, sometimes they lack execution, but I still think that...
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I can't say they're heartless either. I think Tatum's a great player. I'd love to have Marcus Smart on my team anytime, right? I like Jaylen Brown. But there's something to it. I mean, they just... Oh, man. Edmonton's all over them. Edmonton's, like, really pressing right now. There's something to it. So what about Golden State? They got tattooed. Do you expect a tattoo job back now that they go back home? Like, was it almost worse that they got smoked as much as they did if you're Memphis right now? Or is it too many points?
At what point in this series have you thought the Warriors are 8 points better than the Grizzlies?
I was on the Grizzlies last night, but they did beat them like 142 to 116 or something like that, didn't they, earlier in the series?
Sure. They had a game where they were raining threes. But in watching this series, okay, with your eyes, at what point in this
series I know.
You thought that Memphis is, that Golden State's 8 point better than Memphis?
But I'm going to say, though, and you know this, when, especially on the road, if it snowballs late, if it's the fourth quarter and then suddenly it's, oh, we're down by 10 with 8 minutes left, and Curry hits a three, it's 13, it's 16. These things can get away from teams at times in elimination games late. I'm not saying, listen, I'm not ready to bet 8 minus 8.5 here, but I do think Golden State are going to win this basketball game tomorrow night.
I agree, but if I had to play the game, I'm only taking points. I'm not laying.
We'll get into the National Football League schedule release and more. Teddy Covers kicking with us. Man, we're like 20 minutes in and we haven't argued yet.
Yeah,
this is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
You know when people try a new food and suddenly it's like, wait.
That's the reaction a lot of people are having when they first try Kewpie mayo.
It's the one with the red cap and the little baby on the bottle. You've probably seen it in the grocery store before.
And if you've ever just walked past it, some people would say that's a huge mistake.
Because this mayo is different.
Most mayonnaise uses whole eggs. Kewpie only uses egg yolks, which gives it this rich umami flavor. It's smoother, deeper, and almost buttery.
Once people try it, they start putting it on everything.
Egg sandwiches, fries, burgers. Some fans even swear by dipping pizza crust in it.
And once you notice it, you start seeing it everywhere.
Chefs use it. Restaurants use it. People who really care about flavor use it.
Never tried it? Grab the bottle with the red cap next time you're at the store.
Put it on just about anything.
Then you'll understand.
Kewpie, the original Japanese mayonnaise.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Expert picks and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I can't believe we're on the Canadian Olympic basketball team.
Yep, it's just that easy.
Wow, that was close. You can be the center.
Late Night Anger Management Class, this is Sports Rage. I'm telling you right now, guys, listen, if you're a sports fan and you're not a big hockey fan, or you're not a hockey fan, there's nothing else going on now anyways. So just put the damn hockey game on. All right, put the hockey game on, and you'll become a hockey fan. I swear to God, like if 10 people, like out of 10, or let's say 100 people tune in right now, you never watch hockey before you watch this, I promise you that like 20 of you, that many, I'm going to say 20% of you are going to come out of this going, man, when's the next game? We talk about it, Teddy. There was a guy in St. Louis, Tony X, that's the guy's name. He's a brother, a black guy. And it's like 5 years ago, whatever, 4 or 5 years ago, Teddy. And he was on Twitter, and he's like, where's the effing Cardinal game at? It was in the baseball season. He was in St. Louis. He's like, where are the Cardinals? He goes, what the hell is? So he's tweeting, and he goes, effing hockey. He goes, I never once watched hockey in my life. And as he's tweeted this, there was like a massive brawl, Teddy, right? Like people started like knocking each other's heads off. He's like, oh my God. Well, he goes, they let these guys punch each other? And he started watching. And then at the end, he's like, damn, man, hockey is lit. And the Blues invited him to a game. They saw the tweets and everything. And now he's like, dude, he's got like a 200. It's almost depressing. He's crushed you and me, Teddy. He's got like 500,000 followers on Twitter. And he's like the hockey expert now, right? Like, yeah, he's got a big hockey following. He's the big hockey guy with the Blues. He knows his stuff, too. But like, it's just funny. Like, he never watched it before. And he only watched it because he tuned in for the Cardinal game. But the Blues game was on instead. regionally, locally. But hockey, and one thing about hockey, too, and I'll say, guys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, is that hockey is probably the best sport live, like comparable to TV. You know what I mean, Teddy? Like, football is cool to be there if you're into getting hammered and stuff, but you don't see the penalties, Teddy. Like, trust me, I go to NFL games. I'm like, what happened? What's the penalty? You know, you don't know. It's like going to a rock concert, right? Like, it's an extravaganza, but the game is secondary. People are just getting wasted. They prefer to tailgate than the game. So, like, it's just sort of it's like a rock show, an NFL game. Major League Baseball, you know, it's slow. Like, unless you're into it, the average person's not going to. And same with NFL. You're sitting there for 4 hours with a bunch of fat drunk guys. NBA is really cool life, I'll say, too. I think the arena sports tell you, like I'm saying, like, have you gone to a Knights game? I know you turned it down, but have you ever gone?
So I've been to.
But you're from New York, so it's not like you've never seen hockey.
Games,
yeah, exactly.
Bruins games, Capitals games. I went to an Atlanta Thrasher game. I've been, you know, I saw.
But did you enjoy it? Hockey's good live, right?
The Red Wings games, of course. I went to Michigan State at the
Big House,
the Joe Louis Arena. No,
oh, okay, yeah.
And I didn't enjoy any of them. Just not my thing, man. Not a one of them. Not one time was I like, yeah, that was awesome. I'm a big hockey fan now.
I don't see how.
I'm always like, where's the puck?
See, being from New York, though, you know, it's just sort of that's the biggest problem with converting hockey people that don't know hockey is that it's hard to know what's going on. There's a lot of rules, like, you know what I mean, the offside, red line, this and that, and, you know, offside is, you know, a hard concept for slower people to understand, and then...
Icing was one that always used to mess me up. I mean, icing.
Means you shoot it to the other end of the ice.
I know. You know, as a kid, yeah.
In trouble.
Listen to Ranger games. You know, yeah. I would listen to, because Marv Albert was my guy. You know, I would listen to Knicks games and Rangers.
Yeah.
He did both. Which in retrospect is crazy, which means he was like flying somewhere to do the Knicks games and then like flying somewhere every night and then go back and do the Ranger game. It was like, I don't get it. But anyhow, I would listen to it, but I didn't understand it. And I never got into it. From a betting standpoint, some stuff's easy. It's like the Leafs are going to blow series. You know, it's just
well, from a trend, Teddy, I told your boy Tony Finn the other day, he goes, oh, I don't bet hockey. I told him, I said, I'm telling you something that is 15-0. Right, and it's now 17-0 after tonight because he was with us last week, so it was 15 at the time. But yeah, the goalie Teddy, although it's done now because I think they're going to lose the next game, but the Tampa Bay Lightning Teddy are 17-0 off a loss in the playoffs.
That's working.
3 years of, like, they won the cup 2 years in a row, and now this year they're in the playoffs. They're going to a game 7, 17-0. Well, I don't care whether you watch it or not. Like, so you got a 17-0. Like, and it's been years, and I've gotten in front of him a few times. Like, it's just, yeah. Tonight I didn't. You just can't beat this guy. But I was going to ask you, Teddy.
Think about it though. If they're 17-0 off a loss, what, they just got to lose more?
Well, you know what? Now it's down to a game 7. Don't quit the capping career. I know. Don't quit the capping career. I know. But I was just going to say, though, I don't know if you remember when Fox had the glowing puck. All right. They had, like, sort of like a laser type thing.
Yeah. And I didn't like that either.
Nah, traditionalists hated it. I didn't mind it. I'm like, what do you want from people? It's hard to see the puck, right? And you start with that graph, and then you sort of wean off. You go a little lighter. Teddy, it's the same damn thing now. You watch a golf tournament. I'm sure you don't, but you know, when you watch a golf tournament, they have the graph now because you can't see the damn ball, man.
Sure, that's the same.
Everyone pretends that. Everyone looks up in the air. It's like, well, no one knows where it is. Like, you know, everyone looks up.
Like, yeah, that camera angle where they're showing up into the sky. You're like, yeah.
Yeah. Well, great shot. Great shot, Teddy. Yeah, I know. Yeah, no, I don't know where it's landing. Exactly.
Which is exactly, I mean, golf. It might well be the same issue because I don't watch golf. You know, that's.
All right, so
down the stretch of the Masters, you know, on the Sunday, but that's about it.
You do watch the NFL, and the NFL schedule is released.
Yes.
I like what you said. I remember everything. So I remember a couple of years ago you told me one thing you like about the draft, and I used it. I felt the same way. I agree with you at the time, is you said you start your capping after the draft because that's when the teams have tipped their hand, right? They have exposed their plan, their business model, per se. Right? To me, Tennessee have exposed their business model. We drafted a quarterback. We have a star quarterback. We're not paying them. Yeah, that's going to be a fun room this year. Right? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like you said, like, I totally agree, Ted. Like, they tipped their, isn't that the best way of putting it? They tipped their hand as to what their aspirations are.
Yes. Perfect. It's a better way of putting it than I put it.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. So
me too. I'm gonna use that now.
At what point is it too early to start pulling the trigger on this stuff? Because another thing you and I have talked about over the years is if you're betting futures early in advance, only if you're betting it under, right? Because only bad things can happen to a team. Denver Broncos. Oh, I love the Broncos this year, man. Well, Jerry Jeudy's probably going to miss a couple of games now. That's what happens when you lock baby formula in a car, bro. So, you hear what I'm saying? So, like, a good example is, I'll just cut to the chase. I like the Indianapolis Colts a lot. I think they're going to win a division. I think there's value at minus 105. I think they're a better football team than the Tennessee Titans are. Is it too early to play it now? And is it too soon to jump on week one point spreads? What's your approach for betting NFL right now?
Now's the time. Okay. Now, with certain markets, they were like the season win market was not a mature market prior to today. I expect it to become a much more mature market over the course of the next week or two.
Even me, Teddy, I've been waiting. I said, I want to see the schedule. I want to see the full schedule, and then I'm ready to jump. Exactly.
Yeah, and now's a good time to be betting season wins and the odds to win playoffs and odds to win divisions. No issues whatsoever. But literally, like this weekend, now. Because
like tonight, I'm going to do it after the show.
If you truly want to get the best of some numbers.
Yeah.
You know.
Let me ask you, Teddy, do they put, because I look at some of the numbers and I'm like, man, it's kind of soft. Do they do it knowing that they have to do it to get our money for 6 months?
So when you think about some of the controversy about the NFL draft, okay, the draft betting propositions.
Well, I know in Colorado. Well, let's just call it out for what it is. There was controversy with Barstool, right?
Sure, sure. In general, there were more complaints about that market than most markets. Okay? The bettors were complaining that they weren't getting the options that they wanted here in Nevada. The books were complaining that they don't want to put up a bunch of options because they're getting crushed on the draft every year.
The problem is the only people that bet the draft are going to win at it.
Sure.
It's sort of like the Arena League, Teddy. Like, remember you and me in the old days, right? They know that. You know what I mean? Like, it's like the only people that are actually nut job to put $2,000 on an NFL prop obviously know what they're doing.
Well, the point is that it's not something that they'd rather book less of it than more of it. But the fact that other books are doing it kind of forces books into action into offering those props. Books don't do that well on NFL season wins, okay? It's not a big moneymaker for them, all right?
Yeah.
There are years they get smacked around a little bit.
So that's what I'm saying. So is it a business model that you're playing at their book and you'll spend the money on other games, right? And I did it.
Sure.
I won a bunch on the draft, ended up losing on the NBA playoffs an hour later. All that, like, weeks of research and months of research, Teddy gone in 2 hours.
Easy come, easy go.
Yeah. So I was thinking the same thing because I'm just thinking the numbers won't be there. And I already did a video, and you know, you'll like this, Teddy. I give you permission to add one. This one's mine, though, because I did an NFL pick video like a week and a half ago or so. I had a few people, NFL video here already. And I said, if you think it's too early, you're too late. I thought that was a great line.
Ooh, yeah. I'll never remember that, though. It's too
It's pretty good, though, huh? If you think it's too early, it's too you're already too late. You know what I mean?
Nah, the first one's better.
Nah, this one's good. This one's good.
I'm not saying it's not good, but the
I already forget my first one. I forget my first one already. Oh, man. The NFL teams tip their cards, tip their hand and their aspirations to what they want to do. That was it, the gist of it.
All right.
So, yeah, Indianapolis is going to win that division. I'll just tell you that, and I'll cut to the chase. Indy's going to win that division. And another number that I was intrigued by, Teddy, that surprised me a little bit. The three teams I talked about, I said there was value with the Eagles at plus 240 to win the NFC East. I said I love the Tennessee Titans at minus 105 to win the NFC, the AFC South, and then the Rams. And I'm not. Oh, the Colts. What did I say?
The Titans.
Titans. The hell am I talking about? Yeah, the Colts.
Yeah, be careful there.
Yeah, I was on the Titans last year.
last year.
Yeah, I'm on the Colts. And I was thinking ahead myself here with the Rams, too. Rams, minus 140 to win that division, Teddy. Listen, we know Seattle aren't winning the division. Arizona, I think Arizona were sort of like you talked about with teams that could have won a few years ago. Like, I don't see Arizona as like a buy side with the Arizona Cardinals. And you get San Francisco. You're going to have a new quarterback, or if not, it'll just be Garoppolo again. You don't have as much talent as you did last year. I don't like betting on Super Bowl champions. Like, oh, yeah, they're the team, you know what I mean? Because there's going to be a regression or a letdown and whatnot. But in this spot, Teddy, I think the Rams win this division. But the one thing.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
You know, when people try a new food and suddenly it's like, wait.
That's the reaction a lot of people are having when they first try Kewpie mayo.
It's the one with the red cap and the little baby on the bottle. You've probably seen it in the grocery store before.
And if you've ever just walked past it, some people would say that's a huge mistake.
Because this mayo is different.
Most mayonnaise uses whole eggs. Kewpie only uses egg yolks, which gives it this rich umami flavor. It's smoother, deeper, and almost buttery.
Once people try it, they start putting it on everything.
Egg sandwiches, fries, burgers. Some fans even swear by dipping pizza crust in it.
And once you notice it, you start seeing it everywhere.
Chefs use it. Restaurants use it. People who really care about flavor use it.
Never tried it? Grab the bottle with the red cap next time you're at the store.
Put it on just about anything.
Then you'll understand.
Kewpie, the original Japanese mayonnaise.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Caveat I'll throw out there. The Rams do have the toughest schedule in the NFL.
On paper, it's not close. The Rams are the best team in the division.
I know, huh? Like, when you look at it.
Not close.
You know, I brought this up late in the show. We'll wrap up with Teddy in a minute on the other side here. I brought up Teddy last night, 4.5 Falcons. Too low. Too low. This team can win 6-7 games. This is Sports Rage. Bring it. Birds.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Just take the puck. He's using a freaking ladder. I thought the Kings were due. The Edmonton Oilers just scored with like 4 minutes left. They're up 3-2 right now. I've got under 6.5, and I've got the Kings plus 2.5, and I'm concerned. I got the Kings just to win a game, but I can live with whatever. I'm not worried about that so much. I'm worried about this 2.5, and here come the Kings right now. Just for the record, the Kings score, then that 6.5 is done. It's going to be a crazy last 4 minutes. Teddy covers with us finally for a couple more moments. And Teddy, I don't know, bad memories. Was it last week tonight that the Phillies blew that lead, or was it 2 weeks ago? I'm bad with time now.
It was
last week. Yeah. It was last week. They just blew it again. They did it again.
They were due.
7-7. Dodgers are storm back. Like to see the Dodgers.
Over.
It did fly. Yeah, it was a low number, Teddy, wasn't it? It was 8 this game tonight.
For those two lineups, man.
I know,
That's the two best lineups in the National League, bar none.
Not the best teams, but you said the best lineup for the Phillies.
What do you think?
Well, the Mets are the best team. The Phillies are a train wreck. They can't pitch, but you're right. They can hit the baseball. All right, Teddy, so final words? Words of wisdom on the way out for everybody?
Look at the Steelers. So we haven't talked about the actual schedule release. Look at the Steelers' schedule to open the season. This is Pittsburgh that's bringing in a new quarterback. At Cincy, Patriots, at Cleveland, Jets, at Buffalo, Tampa, at Miami, at Philly, New Orleans, Cincy, at Indy. Hello.
Mike Tomlin's never had a losing season.
That's a last place team this year.
Are they a losing season team?
Well, see, the problem is that the back end, right? You got Carolina, you got Vegas at home, you got Atlanta.
They travel the least, too, Teddy, for whatever it's worth, the Steelers.
Yeah. No travel issues. They play every game in Eastern time.
Yeah, they don't, but still, if you're playing tough teams, it doesn't really matter, does it? What time the game's at? Teddy! Thanks, Teddy.
Cheers, buddy. Talk soon.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.